Yeah. KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, September the 15th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can also jump into our chat room as have, gosh, we see Indy Guy, and I see Sun there, and who else is in our chat room today? Guest.
Welcome.
We got a lot of guests. Welcome to the chat room. We've got a lot of people coming on this today. But first, let's introduce, you know, the man with the shirt, Bad Bob,
and
our producer.
Greetings, good morning, and all that sort of thing.
So that shirt, Bad Bob, you know, I understand that there's something called the killer cell. That they're like little endorphins that run through your body. That if you laugh, it causes the endorphins to race through your body, clear out all the bad cells. I'm telling you what, that's a killer cell shirt. And you see that? I just want to laugh and kill all those bad cells.
It has Jeeps on it, of course.
Of course, the Jeepster. Well, you know, I've got that shirt. It's got Harley's on it, which of course is.
Hey, Big Bike Weekend is on the way.
That's
October.
Right.
October.
There's a lot of things happening. In fact, we're looking for a Big Bike Weekend, drivers for a or bike riders for, and it could be any kind of bike for a somebody's on.
That's me.
Oh, okay, for a video to help plug Big Bike Weekend. We're going to talk about that a little bit more today.
It's still live.
And speaking of being live, here she is.
Well,
who turns her computer on and gets
people on. It's true, because yesterday I was, yeah, absolutely, I was going through a lot of things on my computer yesterday, and I did want to look up the special information that we're about to talk about this gentleman in a moment. But first of all, I did want to go over the temperature with you. 65 degrees currently right now. If you're just tuning in here on KCNR, we're going to have a mostly sunny today with around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with low of around 59 tomorrow. Sunny and high, the temperatures are going to get to around 86. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 50. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, tonight is pizza night. Love it. On the deck, we've got friends coming into town. We're heading out there tonight. Enjoy Magazine will be taking my spot tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So you'll have James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. They will be hosting tonight, talking about the magazine. That's at 6 p.m., so don't forget about that. Also, we've got a couple tickets to give away. We have the air show, but first of all, we did have Dick Fighton. So wonderful to see his face the other day. And while he was here, he brought us a single ticket, which is really incredible, you guys. It's a wonderful night, and that's for tonight. At 5:30, it's a $25 ticket, and this is going to get you into the Ducks Unlimited Waterfield Hunters Party tonight at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. So give us a call. First caller here, 605-4567, and we are going to give away
nobody,
a ticket.
And if nobody answers the first time because Bad Bob's on the phone, call back.
We got octopus hands going on right now.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know, one of the things I did want to talk about for a second, and which Linda just talked about. I like to start the show off like that. Is that okay?
Sure. Go right ahead. It's in your court.
Hey,
it's a big deal.
Your microphone's on. The President Obama had a beer with a Marine yesterday. And, of course, the young man was really honored by it. I'm speaking about President Obama was honored because the gentleman he had a beer with was a Marine corporal by the name of Dakota Meyer, the first medal of honor recipient of the Marine Corps that was since Vietnam that has lived to receive this medal. And as you can probably expect from as they have all been, Corporal Meyer said, "I'm no hero." Well, Corporal Meyer rescued 13 Marines and soldiers during a battle and 26 Afghan soldiers, and in the and while doing this and risking his life and being wounded in doing this, he also killed 18 insurgents that were going against the force there. So, yes, Dakota Meyer, Corporal Meyer, you are a hero. And as are all of our people out in combat and on those walls. And you've been recognized for what you did. And it's we are very, very proud of you as an American. And I'm very, very proud of you, of course, as a Marine. So, President Obama, you know, awarding that medal yesterday, it's almost like a ceremony. It's not just for the Marine. I hope it brings back to the president and every president. I'm not aiming this at President Obama. What it takes out there, what it takes to be on those lines, what it takes out to put your life on the line out there, as so many of our Americans have done. And that you think about that before you put them in harm's way. That you think about what goes on out there before you put them in harm's way. That it be worth every life it costs, every life it changes. That every president thinks about this, every member of Congress and the Senate thinks about this. What it costs, what it takes out there. So our hats are off to Corporal Dakota Meyer. And congratulations, and we're very proud of
and
your
his
son.
Family.
And his family. Okay, we're going to move on to the Wells Fargo Advisor.
And then after we take this break, we've got Dr. Randall Smith. We're going to talk about the cleanup, the creek cleanup. So Dr. Randy Smith is with us this morning, but let's go to a Wells Fargo moment.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 40 minutes into today's training, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 133 points at 11,380. The S&P 500 is adding 13 points at 1201, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 23 points at 2595. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 144 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 16 cents at 721, General Electric up 39 cents at $16.03, while Pfizer is down 7 cents at 1834. Of local interest, PG&E up 31 cents at 41.19, Walmart's down 6 cents at 52.14, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at $9.14. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.09%, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.2. Oil's up 80 cents a barrel at $89.71, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $33.51 an ounce at $17.86.59. Well, silver's down 59 cents an ounce at $40.08. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Always like that. Always like that heads up in the morning. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Dr. Randall Smith is with us, and he is the man.
Are you going to help with the creek cleanup?
Well, he's the man to talk to. This is Free Fire Radio.
Champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff
September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction. Plus, those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire breathing jet powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores, Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot, 7:15 in the morning, September the 15th. Good morning. Hey, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You know, our guest today is, of course, Dr. Randy Smith. But then at 7:30, we're going to be talking Ride for Life. And at 8 o'clock, Congressman Wally Herger will be with us on on the phone, you might say.
He may pop in. You never know.
Yeah.
Depends on where he is.
That's right.
But let's talk about something that really affects our community, of course. And with us this morning is Dr. Randall Smith, and you are with the Community Creek Cleanup Committee.
Correct.
So let's just tell us about what it is.
Well, this is the sixth annual event for Redding's restoration of its riparian habitat. And this year is kind of special because it's right in the middle of Redding in the Henderson Open Space, which is behind the Raley's on Hartnell. And yet this piece is not well known to people, and it should be. So the effort is going to be to basically open corridors through this area, send a bunch of material through the chippers, and make the area more hospitable and more welcoming to the public, because it is city land.
Raley's behind Hartnell. I mean, on Hartnell.
Right.
I mean, look, I shop there.
Right. It's quite evident from the Cypress Street Bridge as you look downstream. The entire east bank for almost a quarter of a mile is the Henderson Open Space.
Wow.
And it's quite a large parcel, but almost no one goes there, and people are not familiar with it as some of the beautiful, most beautiful riparian habitat between here and Sacramento. It's right here in the middle of Redding, a couple hundred yards from City Hall. And the problem is that it's become overgrown with non-native vegetation, and so people feel that it's kind of a mystery zone and they don't feel comfortable going there. But after the 1st of October, from 8 o'clock to noon, with community support, this part of the California Coastal Cleanup Commission will make this place a safer democracy, if you will.
I love the way that you write and the way that you talk, Randy. Okay, so if the community, those of you who are listening that love to get involved with this is the time to hack and whack.
Exactly.
And
hack and whack.
Bring your wheelbarrows. Make sure you got the gloves up to your elbows. You're completely covered because you now have the opportunity to really do something to beautify your county, your city, where we live, and right there, like you're talking about, on the river and the clearance all around that. So is there a gathering place? And let's talk about the website so we can talk. We can see what is the overgrown, what's the vegetation, that kind of thing.
Right. The website is ShastaCreeks.com, www.ShastaCreeks.com. And the information that's contained there will tell everybody exactly how to get there and what's required, and they can pre-register so that when they come to the command center, they won't have anything except the health and safety lecture for about 10 minutes, and then they can go to work. And people can bring their own hand tools. They should wear gloves. They should wear sturdy shoes or boots, long sleeves and blue jeans. They should come dressed as if they were going to go into the wilderness, because that's where they're going. And although this is right in the middle of town, it has some aspects to it that people will not believe, because it's been essentially off use for almost half a century, and the vegetation that's there is quite spectacular. There's a native California grapevine wreath, drape, curtain, if you will, that ascends a couple of trees to a height of almost 100 feet. And you won't see another one like it between here and Sacramento except at Vina. So these kinds of natural things that are here, plus the history that's there, the Thatcher Mill, Redding's first DC electric plant, and as well the free bridge abutments, Redding's first crossing of the Sacramento River that wasn't a ferry. Indeed, the entire parcel, the concrete that made I-5 was extracted from this parcel. So there's a lot of history and a lot of natural enjoyment to be had on this acreage, and I just hope that people will come not only to help us, but also thereafter use this parcel, because it is city land, it does belong to the people, and it should be used.
So after it's cleared and the beautification is brought back to its natural state, how do you see it being used?
Well, this will be a place in the middle of town for quiet reflection and enjoyment, fishing. It is not intended ever to be a ball diamond or a soccer field there at the most. It might at some day have a couple of picnic tables and a few benches and maybe, if we had a lot of money, a restroom. But this is not ever going to be anything that is going to be mowed and manicured. It's going to be a natural zone right in the heart of Reading, which it is now, but the problem is nobody can use it because of the overgrowth of the Himalayan blackberry.
Well, we saw quite a change from last year to this year with the bike trail, the diesel horse.
The work that's been done is absolutely beautiful.
Exactly, and this is on the same order as what was done at Diesel Horse Auto Camp, where the foundations were completely obliterated. Nobody even knew they were there. And when you took off the overburden, there was the well, there were the shower stalls, there were the concrete pads from the Diesel Horse Auto Camp. I don't know that we'll find anything that exotic, but the monolith that's down there from the power plant is still down there. It looks like a Mayan ruin rising out of the middle of the forest. So it's pretty spectacular.
There'll be no sacrifices down there this weekend, we hope.
No.
Okay. So October 1st, the dates again.
October the 1st, 8 o'clock to noon. Behind Rayleigh's.
Okay. Get there 10 minutes early.
That would be wonderful.
And find out, bring your information. And let's go to the website again so people know exactly what's going on.
Right. It's www.shastacreeks.com.
Shastacreeks.com. It's that simple. Check it out.
Okay. And we'll talk about this a lot more before the 1st also. Because we have to remind people about this Saturday.
Well,
about another cleanup that you organized.
Well, I helped the Shasta Land Trust at least find some areas in town that are needy, and we have many of them. And their effort this weekend is part of, a statewide organization which is involved in cleaning up streams of the Sierra Nevada. This particular outfit this week on the 1st of October is co-sponsored by the California Coastal Commission.
Right.
So the City of Reading and the California Conservation Corps and the Rotary Club of Reading are all involved on the 1st of October.
Great.
So there are two events. There are lots of possibilities for people to get involved.
And that's, and Reading's good at that. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for
this,
Randy, for coming in and talking about this. And we're going to talk about it a lot more. Hey, this is Carl and DeBach. We're going to take a break. Got some comments when we come back, and then we're going to have Ride for Life and then Congressman Wally Herger. This is Free Fire Radio.
Folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State Music and Art Experience featuring Garrett Viggers and a Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at CascadeTheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
Family oriented. It's a good family establishment.
What's the one food item that you like this year?
Well, as long as he's cooking, tri-tip.
That's Pray the Ranch tri-tip. At Kent's, you'll find fresh seafood, locally grown produce, and fresh homemade deli sandwiches and salads from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Groceries, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning, September the 15th. Okay, you know, yesterday's huge victory in New York to take the seat of Mr. Wiener. And won by a novice Republican businessman. And if you take a look at it, you know, the White House and others are trying to, like, you know, calm it down a little bit. Oh, no, it wasn't that big a thing. It is a huge thing. It is huge. Democrats were registered 3-1 over Republicans. And then in the Democrats' own words of one of them, he says, you know, I went out and I supported President Obama in 2010. Or 2008, and what happened was he says he didn't come through. He says I'm not gonna support him again. And this is what started it. And so they had a very light turnout for the Democrats because they've had enough. And Obama's poll numbers are dropping. The economy is in tilt again. 426,000 new requests for unemployment came in this last week. 426,000. It's a steady increasing trend across the nation, and it's the average for the last 4 weeks is 417,000. Meanwhile, foreclosures went up, or the first letter for foreclosures in across the nation went up 33% in a month. 33%. However, in Shasta County, they're down a little bit for last month, which is good. You've got Europe and Greece and France and Spain and Italy and Portugal and others tanking, and you know, Germany's the only one with money over there. So if you take a look at what's going on, I would say then is that President Obama is in trouble on this. And the other thing, you know, there's so many things going on in the administration. That, you know, the Fast and Furious, the guns going across the border. That's under investigation. Here's my favorite right now. Is that Soliandra, you know, the solar firm that you and I are part owners of? That's right, because there's $500 billion of government guaranteed loans. It may have been pushed through quickly. May have been pushed through quickly because of a White House event with Joe Biden. The investigation starting, as it should. Why was this one given all these guarantees? Why was it pushed through? Why was it when it was tried during the Bush administration, they turned it down saying this plant's not going to make it? There's no way it's going to make it. In fact, they'll be bankrupt by September of 2011. Well, they were off by a month. So what's going on? And, you know, so these are some of the kind of questions. When I see what the economy's going on, and then the front page on the Record Searchlight, is that like I said, county foreclosures are down. They talk about this monument thing. You know, we're going to ask Congressman Herger if we get a chance on that one about monuments. Right now, the president can designate monuments, great tracts of land, without going through Congress. This new bill says, hey, look, you know, fine, we're all for this, you know, the monument thing. However, let's take it through Congress first, and let's vote on it before you just take thousands of acres of land and just put it under government control. Like they're talking about the Siskiyou County ones, are coming from Oregon down into the Siskiyou County range, and the foresters up there saying we got enough protection up here as it is. All right, we got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we've got Ride for Life. We're going to talk about that, and then at 8 o'clock, Congressman Wally Herger.
I'm going to also find out about Conrad. Is Conrad still missing? What a bummer. We need to put out a huge alert to everybody.
Again, about Conrad.
KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, positive news from Europe helping Wall Street kick off a strong rally. The European Central Bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve, and three other central banks are pumping dollars into the European banking system. This move is aimed at easing funding needs for the banks there. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 140 points. Green arrows across the board. Some bad news, though, on the labor market. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week. Jobless claims unexpectedly rose to 428,000, the highest level since June. Claims have been rising over the past month, a sign the job sector remains weak. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, was up for a fourth straight week. We also got reports on consumer prices and manufacturing in the New York area. Inflation on the retail level rose more than economists expected in August. The so-called core index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was in line with estimates. New York manufacturing activity contracted for a fourth straight month in September. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Thursday. Mm-hmm. 15th of the month. We're halfway through. Can you believe that? 7:33 in the morning. It's currently 65 degrees. We're going to have a mostly sunny today with a high of, is that 97?
I took my glasses off. With a high near 87, mostly sunny with a high near 87. West-northwest winds at 8 miles per hour.
We're in the 80s, man. That's tonight, cool.
Partly cloudy, and Friday, sunny with a high near 86. Does that sound great or
that,
what?
That sounds
And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 88, and that's important because we've got a big event coming up on Saturday. We've got so many events coming up on Saturday, creek cleanups, so many things, but this one.
We're really excited to introduce Lori Barclay. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm looking at the Saddle Up for the American Cancer Society, the second annual Let's Ride Ride for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us what it's about.
Basically, Ride for Life, we call it Saddle Up for Hope is our code name for it now, our nickname that we've given it. It's an event that benefits the American Cancer Society, but you've probably heard or people are really familiar with the Relay for Life in this area where they walk, the fight against
right.
cancer. Well, it's a kickoff of that. We do it with horses. So we literally saddle up, we ride around the arena, but we've turned it into an event that's fun for all ages and open to the public. So we have things for kids and adults that go on all day long. So we have live music by Blackadder Band that's going on all day, Triple Creek Ranch, which is therapeutic riding for handicapped kids and adults. They're going to help us out with the food this year, and they'll also be doing a riding demo at 2 o'clock that day. We kick it off early in the morning with the Wintu Tribe of Northern California is coming and doing a special event, a blessing just for us for that day.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So all kinds of stuff happens.
And this is free admission. And yes. that's really wonderful when people are looking today, like, what can I do with my family? This is a great family event. Again, it starts at 10 a.m. and it's this Saturday in the Bobby Jones Arena. Tell us where that is.
It's right off of Main Street in Cottonwood. So if you're coming, if you're heading south, you'll take the 665 exit. If you're heading north, you'll take the 664 exit. And you'll see our signs.
So have you been involved with American Cancer Society first and then horses? Or were you involved with horses and then became involved with American Cancer Society? How did you marry the two?
Well, horses were at 2 years old.
Oh,
my
boy.
Mom told me. I was addicted at two to horses.
Were you barrel racing and all that stuff?
I did not, but I did a lot of team pinning, that type of thing, or working out actually in the right in the range, working with cattle, going and getting them off 14,000 acres of land. So.
Did you get to see the movie Buck?
No, but...
Oh, man.
Man from Snowy River.
We saw the movie Buck. If you get a chance to see that movie,
we'll have to rent it.
He's a horse trainer, but uses. It's really a story about people, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you have here.
Yeah,
when you have here is when we talk about the Ride for Life. We're talking about horses, but horses are an extension of what you're doing with helping people with cancer
and healing.
Mm-hmm. The main reason I got involved is my other half, Jim, was diagnosed 12 years ago with prostate cancer. And recently we got a terminal diagnosis, and you know what? You see him sitting behind me here.
Oh.
You guys get to see him. But if everybody else wants to hear his story and why he's still here, and he shouldn't be here, but he is, come down Saturday. Come get a hug from us. Laugh a little bit. Yes. Let him tell you a story in person and tell us yours. Share with us. Share with us what you have.
Well, that's fabulous. My heart just, I can feel that whole... And we didn't know before we came on the air today. Yeah.
Yeah, we're glad we're looking at you.
He's here.
He is.
Cool.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be going on here at your event. And it's, and like I said, free admission.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a silent auction.
We are. We have some amazing. Air Shasta, they've donated a helicopter ride. MD Imaging gave us a $400 basket. I can't even name all it. There's probably 70 items between the raffle and the auction. And beautiful, beautiful items. So you can come and you can be a silent bidder mm-hmm. and bid that day. Of course, there's no fee for doing that. Mm-hmm. You just come and you get a bid on the items. And that will start about 10 in the morning. And the final bids are at 5 o'clock. People must be present to win or have a designated payee there for us. The raffle, we're going to have one at 2:30 and one at 5:30. You can actually buy tickets and then drop it in the bucket in the item that you want to win.
And then do you have to be a present for that?
You do, just or send somebody with your ticket.
You
know, because there's a lot of items that would be tough to search everybody down, and they're just a little ticket. So.
Okay. And there's going to be a flag ceremony?
We open, yes, we bring in the American flag with the national anthem being sung live by Samantha Story, a part of the Blackadder Band. And then we move into the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we kick it off with official John Wayne quote. So if you want to hear that, be there at 10 in the morning. Watch our flags come in. We carry the American Cancer flag set, or those flags, and also businesses that have donated. If they have a flag, we'll carry that in as well via horseback.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's super.
So it's the Ride for Life, the 2011 Ride for Life second annual Saddle Up for Hope. Again, that's this Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m., goes to 6 p.m. Get there, make your bids. I mean, so let's say you've got a couple events you have to do or something. Head out there at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock. You know, it's not too late to go and make a bid. Make a bid on it on something and
hang around. You got all day. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lori, tell us again where and where it's going to be at and how to get there.
I mean,
you can see it from the freeway.
Mm-hmm, you can. The Bobby Jones Arena. So if you're heading on I-5 South, go ahead and take the 665 exit. If you're heading north, take the 664 exit. And this really is designed for kids, I mean, too, with face painting, petting zoo, locks of love. If you have more than 10 inches of hair, please come donate that to us.
Who do we know that... Oh, we know somebody who's going to cut their hair for locks of love that just recently announced that to us.
Yeah.
Excited about that. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know. He's saying, maybe it's within by his birthday, so I don't know what that day is, but it's done. And it's he's been growing it for 10 or 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's down the middle of his back, and he's ready to go.
Okay, so that's, if you have a question, let's call Lori at 530-515-7494 or Julie at 200-3926.
That'll work.
You know what? We're very, really, really proud of people like you.
Well, I'm just thankful because if people, when we heard about Jim, there's a certain sense of despair, there's fear. There's a sense of loss that could be coming. And if people just come out and realize just because you're diagnosed with cancer, don't stop living. You know, come share your story. Come hear from me, somebody that doesn't have cancer, but living with someone that has cancer. So there's support. There's hope. Just come have fun with us. Come ride our stick horses and ride the wagon. Yeah, the wagon. Get up on a horse. Donate a buck or two, and we'll put you up on a horse.
Well, as one of my, I had a commanding officer one time who came from New York, Frank Labuti. From a Marine. No, that's his name, Frank Labuti. He got teased. Well, he was Frank Labuti, and he was Rambo before there was a Rambo, let me tell you. And Frank Labuti, who had been raised in Long Island and never ridden before, but he rode a horse one time, and he said to me, there's nothing better for a man or a woman or anybody that makes your insides feel better than the outside of a horse. And so any place we would go to, nothing makes you feel better, make your insides feel better than the outside of a horse. And no matter where we went to, if there were horses, he would drag me along, because I was a rider, and we'd ride. And we've ridden in places like in Okinawa, we've ridden in the Philippines, we've ridden throughout, California and places like that. But he firmly believed that this is therapeutic to ride. And he couldn't ride at all, but he was absolutely fearless. And we would go through things that I would just be thinking, well, my outside may not be feeling too good. Anyway, again, Lori Barclay, we're talking about the second annual Saddle Up for Hope and the Ride for Life this Saturday at the Bobby Jones Arena right down there in Anderson by the auction yards. It's going to start
Cottonwood.
Did I say Anderson?
Yeah, that's all right. They're close.
Okay, in Cottonwood. Starts at 10 a.m., ends at 6 p.m. So many things to do, and this is a great, great place.
Free admission.
To go.
Everyone's welcome. I hope to see you guys out there. We appreciate you coming in, Lori Barclay, and congratulations for putting your and for your mate. To put it out there and just say, here's my story.
And thank you for having us. And a couple of things I didn't. The Country Gold Dancers are going to be there at 3:30, and then the drill team is performing at 11:30. So those are some scheduled things you can
big
come and enjoy.
Day.
So if you can come
there
at 10 o'clock and have a great day, or just stop by at various times. But here's what you do, my friends. You get into that silent auction, you get in those raffles, and you get there and you can help donate. So thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio, 7:43 in the morning. When we come back, we got a couple of things to talk about I think you're going to like.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Jets, and more Jets. the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 Shooting Star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Raley's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.6. We got a little bit off in our chat room always, but on our breaks here because it was really interesting talking to them about this Ride for Life. You know, there's so many things about this community we love. Dr. Randy Smith, Vietnam veteran, came in here talking about cleaning up our streams around here, cleaning up our the water areas, and so to making in areas around our rivers to make it open for our public. And then you have people like Lori that comes in, and Lori and her friend have started this 2 years now, this Ride for Life, another great thing that people are doing. And then you've got, you know, you see so many things, so many events, so much giving, so much love in this community. I know, yes, okay, Carl the Marine talking about love in this community, but it's absolutely there. You know, that people take care of each other. People are here. This is a beautiful, beautiful community. It's beautiful on the inside. You're going to see all these people. You know, get over it. Think about what's good about this community in the North State. There's so many there's so many parts of the North State that are positive. All the outdoors, the rivers, the people. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox and let me go back to bashing the government again, which I really love to do. Let's talk about, it seems like, you know, I mentioned how the Osoyandra firm, seems like even ABC News is jumping. You can tell Obama and his administration is in problem when the mainstream media starts jumping in and whacking away. They're filing a newly uncovered email show that the White House closely monitored the Energy Department's deliberations over a $535 million government loan to the politically connected solar energy firm, Solanora, that recently went bankrupt. This was the centerpiece, of course, of President Obama's green energy plan. Now, this is before they allowed the Chinese to dump all the solar panels here in the country at, and, you know, dropping the price by You know, they dropped the price, so which is kind of putting American companies out of business. And they said that internal emails uncovered by investigators for the House Energy and Commerce Committee that they were and shows that the Obama administration was keenly monitoring the progress. Even his analysts were voicing serious concerns about the risk involved. This deal is not ready for prime time, one White House budget analyst wrote on March 10, 2009, 9 days before the administration formally announced the loan. You know, when is enough enough? Who was getting money? You know, it's the old thing. Bad Bob, jump into this. You're sitting there making that money move, money thing with your hands there. It's like, is it follow the money? Is there somebody's connected
so.
In
if
this, right?
Walks, quacks, and swims like a duck.
You know, here it is. You know, it's guns across the border to drug cartels. It's loans that have never been paid back. To banks and lending institutions where they're throwing disabled veterans out of their homes. And yet, they're still making the millions and millions of dollars at the top, if not more. What exactly is the hope and change that President Obama promised? Where is it? Where is it? He had said it. The economy has gone down. Our money is going away. Did you know last month, $10 billion in new regulations was signed in this administration? $10 billion. Approved. And new regulations against business.
More laws. Yes, just what we need. Four most dangerous words in the English language are, there ought to be a law.
Well, the most dangerous, you know what, as Will Rogers once said, you know, when I make, when I talk about Congress, I make a joke. When Congress makes a joke, it becomes a law. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution.
please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back on Free Fire Radio and Carl in the Bot. Good morning, my friend. 7:55 in the morning, September the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, I have 2 tickets to the air show. First person that calls me gets 2 tickets to the air show, adult general admission. Bring chairs, it says. It's a $16 value. Admit one adult. I guess you could bring a child in for that if you wanted to. Free, 530-605-4567. The air show. That is going to be great. We're going to have a bigger, air force of jets up here in Reading for this air show than many countries have. How about that? Think about that, huh? It's Saturday, September 24th, or Sunday, September 25th. Gates open at 8, opening ceremonies 11 a.m. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. These are friends of the community, Joe and Shelley. They do so much for our community. They have, of course, Espresso Joe's there with great coffee. You can buy any type of coffee bean. They'll make mixtures up for you. Anything you want. The girls are very, very professional and even more helpful and friendly. Then, of course, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, maybe even into the West. They have all different kinds of cigars. And then this month, I think they're going to actually even have a class that's going to teach you how to roll cigars. And Marty, you just won 2 tickets to the air show. And we're going to have them here down here at the station in an envelope with your name on them. It says Marty, air tickets. And so we can pick them up between the hours of 6:30 in the morning and noon, or just give us a call because a lot of times we're around here anyway.
Oh, we're going to be there, too. I'm really excited. The air show. I just had, the folks that were just on, the Ride for Life.
Yeah, great people.
I just went back in the green room.
Just met him today.
He was a medic in Vietnam huge testimonial story about Agent Orange and acute cancer and a survivor because of a lot of stuff that he's been using. But that was just
Agent
wow.
Orange has come. This is when they finally admitted the truth that this stuff can kill you and it can cause all these problems. This is one of the reasons there's a backup, but there's still. And this is one of the things we're going to talk to you with Congressman Herger. By the way, Congressman Herger has been delayed till 8:30. They're voting on a bill. And then he'll be on right at 8:35. Now, we're going to be talking about a number of other things before that. And you know what? We gave away those tickets. Let's do a Ducks Unlimited.
Okay.
People, it's tonight. $25 ticket. You can go there. Plus, they have raffles. They have all types of silent auctions for more shotguns.
Let me tell you what it says. Ducks Unlimited, Reading Chapter Waterfowl Hunters Party. It's at 5:30 p.m. This is a $25 ticket. Reading Rodeo Grounds, barbecue and beer or soft drinks included. That's included, folks. Raffle for guns, decoys, and more. Wear camo shirts or pants to be eligible for free shotgun drawing. I've got a ticket in my hand. If you're hanging out, you're thinking, hey, you know what? Why not? 5:30, I'm going to just go hang out and see what's going on.
I would tonight, except my friend's coming in from, I've got stories. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. His name is Bill Taggart. Bill Taggart and I have been friends since 1980. He's a former Marine.
I still don't know how to explain. I'll get to know more about where you guys traveled and,
We've run into each other in places that don't even have names. Both as Marines and civilians.
He's kind of like a Pentagon guy, though, right?
No. Oh. He works for a company that is a...
Roberta, congratulations. You won the ticket for Ducks Unlimited.
And that's tonight there, Roberta. No, Bill Taggart. There's a long story behind Bill Taggart, but he works for a company now called Trigicon, which is an optics company for rifles, but also they provide the ACOGS, which is the sighting system for the Marine Corps. And it's a very good sighting system. And I have Trigicon scopes that have, they light up, the reticle lights up so it's easier to see. And they're not our sponsor, But I just use those scopes. But no, Bill Taggart, and I will tell stories tomorrow, probably for a little while.
That'll be fun.
On the air. Well, we'll talk about how we met. And Bill was the ops officer at Second Force during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and I was the ops officer for the Special Ops cell. So, you know, we're just doing a few things.
And while you were sighting in your rifle yesterday, I went swimming at the Elks Club.
We got to take a break here, and for the news. Hey, this is Carl on the bottom. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He insists he's not a hero. But a Marine will today be treated like one at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
In September of 2009, then-Corporal Dakota Meyer was in Afghanistan as part of an embedded training team. There was an ambush, and the Marine rushed into gunfire to rescue 13 fellow Marines and soldiers, as well as 23 Afghan troops. Several comrades, however, died. Even though he's receiving the Medal of Honor, Meyer says he doesn't feel like a hero because of the five comrades that he couldn't save.
I went in there to do a job, and the way I view it is that, you know, I'll let those guys down.
The Kentucky native has already met with the president. Last night, the president had him over to the White House to have a beer. Dave?
Mike, more Americans needed unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims rose to 428,000, a three-month high. This afternoon, House Speaker John Boehner will unveil his jobs plan like a Republican rebuttal to the president's. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the Boehner plan follows the long-standing Republican platform for long-term economic recovery. Lower taxes, fewer regulations, and far less federal spending. Boehner will say that failing to fix those has hurt investor confidence and prevented businesses from hiring new workers. The speaker's plan designed for the long haul without what an aide labels short-term gimmicks that could worsen the economy. Dave?
Rich, there won't be school after all in Tacoma, Washington today because teachers are defying a judge's order to get back to school, calling their strike illegal. But not enough of them showed up today, so classes are canceled. A North Carolina woman admits she's a killer. Elisa Baker pleaded guilty to a murder that stunned her community, killing her disabled stepdaughter, dismembering her, and dumping the body where...
Commonly, people take carcasses of wildlife and domestic animals.
That is Hickory Police Lieutenant Bobby Grace in court this morning. 10-year-old Zara Baker had a prosthetic leg and hearing aids after suffering from bone cancer. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Bob did not like Kate. People said she promoted herself more than her team. They said she was vain. Bob hated those qualities in anyone, and when he found himself teamed up on a project with Kate, he was not pleased. Funny thing, though, at work alongside her, Bob saw a different Kate. Those rumors, he realized, were flat wrong. Who started them anyway? Kate did more than work hard. She listened well. She shared credit. As time passed, Bob had to admit he'd been taken in by the gossip, and the gossip was wrong. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. To be open to loose talk is to close yourself to great possibilities. Give every person the chance you'd want in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
On the House floor just minutes ago, Speaker John Boehner swore in two new congressmen.
You solemnly swear that you will support...
Both of them Republicans, Mark Amaday from Nevada and Bob Turner, who won a special election in a very Democratic district in New York City to replace Anthony Weiner, who resigned in a sex scandal. With Middle East peace talks stalled, the Palestinians ready to take their fight now to the UN.
Speaking in Ramallah, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki says the Palestinians will ask the UN Security Council for full membership. The U.S. says that only negotiations with Israel can produce a Palestinian state. If the U.S. vetoes the resolution as expected, Palestinians will then turn to the General Assembly to be recognized as a non-member observer, a resolution that is expected to pass. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will speak at the UN on the same day the Palestinians present their resolution. In Jerusalem, Linda Gradstein, Fox News Radio.
A federal judge in Detroit says incriminating statements made by the Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a plane to Detroit on Christmas in 2009 can be used against him in trial. Four people are dead in a listeria outbreak that's been linked to contaminated cantaloupes.
There's no official recall, but grocery stores already are removing cantaloupe from their shelves after a multi-state outbreak of listeriosis. More than two dozen people sickened, four cases fatal. Most consumed so-called Rocky Ford cantaloupe, named for a region south of Denver. The FDA working with the CDC to zero in on the exact source of the listeria contamination. Jensen Farms of Holly, Colorado, voluntarily recalling cantaloupe shipped to 17 states from Arizona to New Jersey. Jay Knepfler, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 60 points, but earlier it was more than 100 points higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl Linda Bot, 8:05, September the 15th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting in the same way. And we've got a variety of people in there. I see Coach Bob and JRD and Sharon and Sungold and Guest and Gator. And, gosh, I just keep going down there.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects.
Well,
and
we also
have new suspects in there
absolutely.
All the time, too.
Absolutely. Well, we also got an email from our good friend Barbara Harrison. And you know what? With Barbara Harrison.
Hey, Barbara, we love you.
Barbara has this way. What do you need? We're there for you.
Where does that woman get her energy?
You know what?
It's
not that she's old.
She's such a beautiful fixture and feature and an individual for our community. I don't know what else to say about her. A good friend. I love the fact that Barbara Harrison is probably one of three people that I know that is the most straight shooter.
Absolutely.
And I love that.
You don't have to agree with her, but she is going to tell you what she thinks. And, you know what I mean. It's just that, well, you know, this. And she cuts right through the curtain
right.
of BS.
And just a wonderful friend and human being. So she sent this email, and I just want to share that with you, that the Shamrock Cafe and Creamery is going to be doing a benefit concert, and this is for Make-A-Wish. Barbara has been working with Make-A-Wish. In fact, that is how I met Barbara. Before I ever moved to Reading, I did a concert at the Cascade Theater with Carol Skill, Lynn Moss, and Barbara at the helm, and it was a wonderful time. So Barbara, this has been, of course, she's got a Kevin Sharp deal coming up. This is another benefit concert happening this Saturday from noon till 7. So there's going to be live music with four bands, Airbrush Tattoos, Hair Feathers, a rock climbing wall, arts and craft vendors, ice cream specials, and barbecue specials. Again, we're looking like, what can I do with my family? Well, now we've talked about two events here that are going on this weekend, and most recently, the Make-A-Wish benefit concert at the Shamrock Cafe and Creamy. That's right there in Athens off of Cypress.
It's almost right next door to the Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. We'll talk about them later, but you know what?
Talk about them
it's
now.
It's in the same area. No. I'm not ready yet. Besides, we've got to go to Chris Lazendek, and I'm just Lazendek. I'm sorry, Chris, because the way it was written, I'm still trying to read it. Our Wells Fargo advisor for our Wells Fargo Minute.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over 90 minutes in today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, though we have backed off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 11,316. The S&P 500 is adding 6 points at 1194. While the NASDAQ Composite is also up 6 points at 2578. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 260 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 20 cents at 1652. Intel's adding 24 cents at 2135. Microsoft up 21 cents at 2671. While Apple's up $2.11 at 391.31. Of local interest, Safeway up 6 cents at $18.05. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.13. And AT&T is up 15 cents at $28.42. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.07%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.21. Oil's up 86 cents a barrel at $89.77, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $44.51 an ounce at $1776.50, while silver's down $1.21 at $39.46 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris. You know, I really do like having this update every morning on the different things that are going on. Let's hit the weather, hit a break, and we Congressman Herger's been delayed till 8:35. There was a vote going on in Congress, and
hey,
he's going to call us right after
do.
That. Yeah, it's, you know, hey, we understand people working.
Currently 64 degrees, mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Fabulous day. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Day. Oh, this will be a beautiful weekend.
Saturday's 88, Sunday's 88. I know we are going to be, it's this perfect time, we're going to be moving. What's that?
That's music he's playing.
It's bumper music.
It's bumper
it's
music.
Bumper music. It, yeah. Does that mean we got to take a break?
That's it.
Oh.
This is
weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This weekend, Chris Lauer will be out
Chris
there.
Chris Lauer.
And tonight is pizza night. Sunday, of course, let's not forget, those are special wine tasting evenings. That's $65 a person. That's where you get this pairing with the wines that go with the dinner. That's special. They do have a little side menu for walk-ins, but it's not the full menu on Sunday nights. But let's not forget about Friday and Saturday night. And tonight, of course, is pizza night.
They also have other food besides pizza.
They do, but it's not the full menu.
It's a
special thing tonight on Thursday nights. And John Stadelli last week, and last Thursday he made over 60 pizzas.
And so
if you're going to go out tonight, it'd be fun. It's great weather.
It is. Okay, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about the school tuition really going to double here in the state of California. It looks like it. Let's talk about also a real hero. This is Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomertech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. You need to have your eyes looked at. You need to have your eyes taken care of. Two of your most important assets. And Dr. Joseph Leah is the man to do it. Yeah, on-site lab, the latest in lenses he can do. He can check your toddlers all the way up to very senior. He has, like I said, the latest design of progressive lenses, which Linda is well acquainted with. And if you have a problem, you're thinking, gosh, I don't have insurance, Dr. Joseph Leah will work with you. That's Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell, 223-2325. And on the phone, we've got Frank Galusha. And Frank has got my outdoor buddy, which comes on from 6 to 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. But we're also going to do an encore show with him. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. We just wanted to tell you about a little interesting incident that happened off the coast last Sunday.
Okay. What happened?
Well, one of our anglers out for halibut fishing was doing about 15 to 20 knots when he hit a whale.
Was this a large, what kind of whale? A large whale? Did it upset him?
We couldn't tell. A very large whale, according to the report. Anyway, he felt like he ran aground. He was about 6 miles offshore in 200 feet of water, but he survived the incident, and we're going to tell all about it on our show on Saturday.
Oh, great. I hope the whale survived it.
Whale probably didn't even feel it.
Frank, tell everybody a little bit about tell everybody about your show. Just a little bit about your show. Most everybody knows, but in case we have new people in here all the time.
Well, you know, my outdoor buddy radio is broadcast every Saturday morning with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news about Northern California. And we have a variety of reports and lots of reporters. So if you like fishing and hunting, be sure to tune in.
And that's from 6 to 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings right here on KCNR 1460. But now we're also going to be playing like an encore show at 1 p.m. of the, you know, be the same show.
That's for the people who don't feel like getting up at
6. But you still want to learn about where the hot spots are for the hunting and fishing during the rest of the week and Sundays. So Frank,
that's right, and you know, we catch them when they're going fishing, and we catch them when they're coming home at those hours.
Yeah, we do. Okay, hey Frank, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Good, you'll enjoy the story. Bye.
Okay, all right, bye bye. Hey, you know, we'd like to, for people who are just tuning in, Congressman Herger's going to be on at probably about 8:35. But, if you weren't here for the first hour, I want to talk about a young man that had a beer with President Obama yesterday. His name is Corporal Dakota Myers, a Marine who was awarded the Medal of Honor. He was the first living Marine that's been awarded the medal since Vietnam. He saved the lives of, over 40 people, 13 Marines, 27 Afghans in the middle of a firefight, killing 18 of the insurgents that were fighting against them. And as Corporal Myers said, and I see this quote, says, you know, if they could guarantee me I could go back to a combat zone, I'd go back tomorrow. And that he feels bad that he couldn't save everybody, and that he came back alive, but he saved so many people, but he couldn't save everybody. I mean, he doesn't feel like a hero, but obviously, when you talk to these young men and older men that have been awarded the medal, that they all say the same: they're not heroes.
Carl, Congressman Herger's assistant made a point of telling me that one of the reasons for the delay of the vote that they thought was going to be done was the swearing in of the newly minted congressman from Republican congressman from New York.
Okay, well, we'll have to ask. I'm going to ask. We'll ask Wally about that. We want to ask him about a couple of things on the economy, of course. But what I want to really hone in on is the things that are going on with the veterans in the sense of a backlog and the and the Veterans Administration on people. And we're just talking that we had people in here today that had that have cancer, that had wandered through the Agent Orange jungles for back in the Vietnam era. And just about, you know, why do we have a million case backlog, and what's being done by the Obama administration, if anything? What can we do to help with that? And, you know, then, too, is that, you know, the nothing that we're getting to, and we're going to take a break here, but everything we're hitting, it seems like, is just one, we're reeling from one spot to another with the economy. Jobless claims, inflation rises, manufacturing gets weaker. You know, these are things that we need to talk to our representatives. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning, September the 15th. We got a lot of
wait
things.
Wait a minute. Guess what
I
just got?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Coming back after the break, I have Monster Truck tickets.
Okay, we're going to be giving those away.
Woo!
Ooh, if that doesn't make you happy, nothing will.
Yeah, that'll make your little chills up your spine if anything does. We'll be right back after these messages. 1460 KCNR.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, this is Aaron Ryan.
And this is Elizabeth Woodward. We bring We the People Radio to you every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here on 1460 AM. This program is dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Sunday morning, we will be listening to
John from NFIB. Let's find out how the government's policies are affecting small business. Very important show. Tune in.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and about 8:23 in the morning. Great music there, Bad Bob. September the 15th, 65 degrees. It's only going to go up to 86 today. Is that going to be a great day to walk around outside and all that? This whole weekend is going to be great, too. Well, see, what else can we see? What else have I perused? Oh, wait a minute. Monster truck tickets.
Oh, that's right.
Otherwise, I would just start talking about jobless claims, inflation rises, and manufacturing is getting weaker. I mean, are y'all getting tired of this yet?
Okay. Huh? Okay, let me see what I have. Let's see. What day is that? That's... Okay, let me tell you what I'm going to do.
No, you can't call already for the tickets. We haven't announced them yet. but that's a good move. I can see what you're doing.
I think I want to give four. I think it's really important if you're taking family, you know, to do four. So right now, this is for October 2nd, Sunday, October 2nd. Four tickets. These are $16 tickets. General admission, West Coast Monster Truck Nationals.
If you've already won today, you can't win again.
That's right. We're giving up four tickets right here on KCNR 1460. That's where you should be tuned in. And it's general admission. Gates are going to open at 2 p.m. So we've got four tickets to give away for Sunday, October 2nd. Give us a call.
Okay, there. See, we've already got the phone lines filled up. Okay, so the first caller on line one is Jeff. That's what we just said. Jeff on line one is calling for the monster tickets, and Jeff won. Okay, we're going to be giving away more between now and then. Thank you, Jeff, for listening and for calling, and we've got his phone number here, and so you have to stop by here at KCNR and pick it up.
1326 Market Street, Jeff. I'll go out right now and make sure that our gal in the front is going to have you filed, Jeff.
Okay.
It'll be under Jeff.
All right. Thanks very, very much for listening. We'll be giving away more tickets. We give away all types of stuff. You know that. Okay. Let's go back into. I know what it was going to be. What do you think about the fact that the tuition for the schools can go up a little bit? That the fact is, under a new plan from our government here in California, it seems like that the cost of going to school at our universities could double in the next 5 years. How is that happening? You know, the other thing too is we don't really have to worry about it too much, because the reading scores on the SAT scores right there have fallen to a new all-time record. SAT reading scores fall to lowest level on record, and the combined reading and math scores fell to the lowest point since 1995. So I don't know if we have to worry so much about the college, you know, about getting into the universities. It's if we have enough people to go to the universities that can read. And why did they say this has happened? So you've got to put a good spin on this. Remember, we do these spin things. The College Board, which released the scores Wednesday, said the results reflect the record size and diversity of the pool of the test takers. As more students aim for college and take the exam, it tends to drag down average scores. What in the hell does that mean? What does that mean? Because more people are taking a test, it's going to drag them down? How about people that don't speak... don't speak English. There are a lot of people here that speak English as a second language, and maybe is that part of it?
I have never heard such a case of spin in all my life.
I don't understand how they could say that, because it's a record size. How could they say things like that? Oh, the pool is getting... Oh, no, you know, but don't worry about it. It's just that the pool is more diverse.
Accepted, yeah.
It's just the second time in the past two decades reading scores have fallen as much in a single year. And the reading scores are now noticeably lower than as recently as 2005, when the average was 508. 497. The three-point decline in reading scores to 497 may just seem a little more than a blip. However, it keeps falling, as do the math scores. That was just 1 point. But scores on the critical reading section fell 2 points. They pointed to a range of indicators. A test-taking pool has expanded, particularly among Hispanics, which is a good sign that more students are aspiring to college. Well, it should be, because they're getting now, illegals are getting going to get grants and taxpayer money to go to school, even though they're here illegally. Anyway, okay, let's move on from there. Just something else that's just kind of... going on. Let's talk about some good news here, is that the foreclosure rate in Shasta County has dropped since last month. The filings are down. It's still not great, my friends. It's holding. There were 368 new filings in August, down 9% from July and 2% from a year ago. even though it's going up throughout the rest of the nation, you know, it's so we'll just have to see what happens here. Because that's what we really care about, is what's going on around Shasta County and the North State, which is the big thing. And, by the way, it appears that Congressman Herger is still going to be on at 8:35, but one of the reasons he was held up besides the bill was they were swearing in two new congressmen, Republican congressmen, one from Nevada and one from New York, and so that they can take their places in our House of Representatives. That's kind of interesting, too.
I'm just going through emails, and I really appreciate you guys giving us updates about what's going on. And, you know, it seems to be that we have, you know, of course, the Make-A-Wish and the Ride for Life. And then we're going to talk about another charity that's going on here. We have lots of announcements. So there's just so much going on in the North State this weekend. And
we've got, you know, stream cleanups. We've got the... we've got this Make-A-Wish, not Make-A-Wish, but Ride for Life. You know, just a lot of things going on, a lot of things that happened last weekend. We've got a number of events coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got Big Bike Weekend coming up fast here. And we've got, you know, that's going to be the first week in October. And that's going to be downtown. You know, they've changed Big Bike Weekend, so now we're going to have it set up down on Hilltop. And if you don't think that's a good step back in the way it used to be, but you can get a lot of people down there. And again, a lot of people involved with Big Bike Weekend. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for the news. When we come back, Congressman Herger should be joining us right after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Republicans say President Obama has had his say on jobs.
He came and gave a campaign speech to us, and we listened to him. Now he needs to listen to us.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. In about an hour, House Speaker John Boehner will offer his plan.
Boehner will talk about items in the president's plan that might be opportunities for common ground, but he'll spend most of his time outlining his plan, which follows the longtime Republican trinity, reforming the tax code, ending a lot of regulations, and cutting federal spending.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. The president says his $450 billion proposal has ideas championed by both parties. The upper Midwest has seen a lot of smoke lately.
100 firefighters are joining the fight against a huge fire in the Boundary Waters Canoe area in northeastern Minnesota. It started with a lightning strike on August 18th and has scorched nearly 160 miles of forest.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal, and I'm so excited to invite you to our new old-school restaurant located in the Pine Street School. Gather your family and friends and take a step back in time to dine at our newly refurbished downtown restaurant. We have many of mine and hopefully yours as well, favorites on our very affordable and casual menu. For lunch, enjoy a refreshing San Francisco sweet crab Louie, or maybe the old English beer-battered fish and chips, or an amazing array of delicious and unique sandwiches and burgers, such as our very own Bacon Juicy Lucy. For dinner, you'll find the comfort foods I was raised on, like moist chicken and herb dumplings, zesty homestyle meatloaf smothered in old-fashioned mushroom gravy, shrimp carbonara, the popular macadamia nut halibut, and so many other entrees bursting with old-school flavors, and even 16 beers on draft to choose from. And for dessert, try my grandpa's coconut bread pudding with vanilla, tapioca, custard drizzled with a warm whiskey caramel sauce. So take a historic trip into the past at Old School Restaurant. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, serving dinner Monday through Saturday. Get a menu and additional information at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans. Take a step back in time for a good conversation. Gray Magazine's A Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Bad Bob and I go there, as do many people we know.
They are on vacation this week, which I discovered much to my dismay when I went to go get a haircut yesterday.
Well, when you go back, when they come back next week,
then, yeah,
okay, they deserve a week off or a day off.
They do deserve time off, but it was still like, ah.
And speaking of people that's on the job, though, let's welcome Congressman Herger. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, Congressman. I understand there was a slight delay this morning because there was a swearing-in ceremony.
There was. We had two new members, Bob Turner, from New York, and Mark Amadei from Nevada, two members who were just elected on Tuesday and sworn in this morning.
Well, now, the one from New York, that was somewhat of a surprise, I think, for everybody, wasn't it?
It was. I forget the exact date, but it was sometime in the 1930s was the last time that a Republican had been elected from that seat. So that was a little disappointment for Nancy Pelosi and her team.
Well, I didn't hear them bragging about anything this morning, so it must have been okay.
Well, they weren't, but I think it shows just how unhappy people are and with the direction that this country's going in. Well, we have to turn things around, and this administration keeps coming up with more borrowing money, spending more money, raising taxes, just the opposite type of things that gives the type of confidence that people are going to go out and hire more people and grow their jobs and begin growing the economy.
Well, I saw today that this last week's applications for unemployment rose to 426,000, and over the last 4 weeks has been at a steady incline, that more and more people are starting to apply for unemployment. That seems to be the 400,000 person mark, seems to be the one that if you can get below it, it's a big day.
Well, again, every place I go in the district, and I hear other members saying this is true throughout the nation, but people are down. People are hurting. Businesses are hurting. People have been laid off. Their hours have been cut back. I mean, these are very dire economic times, and again, the leadership we have here from Washington has not been that would allow predictability, which is what businesses are looking for. As a matter of fact, we see just the opposite. We're continually being threatened with taxes going up, and it's not just these recent ones, but it's the fact that automatically, if we don't do anything, these tax reductions that I think should have been made permanent, you know, keep popping back every year, and it is plus this incredible over-regulation at virtually every level of government, certainly from Washington, just is something that is a big wet towel on job growth and getting our economy turned around.
I think I just saw today on one of the news reports is that last month new regulations that were set up via the different agencies accounted for something like $10 billion and more that businesses are going to have to pay for, just in new regulations.
It's one thing after another, and it's in every area. I was just on the House floor when the two members were being sworn in. There was someone came up from one of the members from Louisiana, and he was saying how he was just talking to some of those, and of course, big in oil development there out in the Gulf. He was saying how they're still laying people off, how they cannot get production going, and that they've actually had several more big discoveries out there, but yet here at a time when we're importing more and more oil from parts of the world where they don't like us, exporting American dollars, we could be both becoming energy self-sufficient, which we are very capable of doing in the United States. But rather than doing that, we have regulations that keep us from basically growing almost every area of our economy. And I believe that's why we're seeing elections, even in New York, that never elects someone, a Republican. Why we see people, and it's not that people love Republicans so much, but they're saying, listen, we need to do this differently. We need to begin working together and get our country, our economy going again.
Well, you know, that's, Congressman, that's exactly what has to happen. You know, I saw a statement by somebody that had worked for Obama's election and who didn't vote, and he's from that district. He said, I've just lost confidence in the ability of this administration to do anything. But I think that one thing you really hit on is there going to be a big move for people to be bipartisan? I mean, are people starting to reach across the aisle? We're in trouble here. I mean, we're in trouble. And, I mean, everything you read, everything you see is that things are, you know, with the economy and all that, are y'all starting to, like, mend fences and get together and say, hey, let's start doing something that's going to help the country?
Well, Carl, you would think that's the way it should be. I can just tell you what's going on our side. I think if you listen to what the speaker's saying, what's going on, even though we're getting the plan, the jobs, so to speak, plan that's come from the president is, I mean, you could argue it's just more what we saw before.
Oh, you could say that because it's true.
Well, I'm trying to be charitable here.
Well,
you know,
even Democratic,
what you were just saying, yeah. Working together.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
The speaker and Eric Cantor, our majority leader, said we're going to look at it. We're going to work with it. You know, those areas that we can work together, we can. We're trying to at least set that, be talking in that way. But yet,
good.
You know, it takes two to tangle here. But. That is clearly what the people are demanding, and quite frankly, I think they'll continue throwing people out no matter what party they're in until we get people who will begin working together and get the job done. That's the bottom line, getting the job done for the American people.
Well, you know, that's a good time to that's a good place to take a quick break here, Congressman, on that one, getting the job done for the American people. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, and this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger. We'll be right back.
Ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix
with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 69 degrees. We're looking at mostly sunny today with 87 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, low 59. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive. Don't forget Espresso Joe's and the best price of coffee beans in all of the North State with one of the most beautiful walk-in humidors ever. We are so happy to have on the phone with us this morning
Congressman Warren Herger.
Congressman Herger, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Linda and Carl. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, sir, one of the things we talked when we set this thing up was, you know, the economy, so many things have gone by, was about veterans issues. With the backlog in the Veterans Administration of almost close to a million in there. I know you've written a letter on that, but can you give all the veterans out here any type of hope that the Veterans Administration is going to kind of address all these number of cases that are backlog?
Well, I'll tell you, we are not going to give up till we get this straightened out. But yes, I mean, it is very discouraging, the backlog we have. I checked with Secretary Shinseki back at the end of last year, December 30th, and I actually had a response from him that, at least in Oakland, where we were having our problem, that there were, at that time, he indicated there were a number that were on medical leave and some other problems that they thought were holding things up. They then next heard that they were hiring additional staff, but I hate to say it, as you know, Carl, things have not gotten better.
No, they haven't.
And if anything, they've gotten worse, I hate to say. So we will keep the pressure up until we get this going. And the point is, we have so many more veterans that are here now with Iraq, with Afghanistan, with so many servicemen that are coming back now that that in addition to the ones we already have, that we just have not kept up, and we've got to do that.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We're getting 30,000 back in California, I think it's every month. But let's go to the phone.
Yes, John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Thank
morning.
You.
Morning.
Thanks
good
for waiting, John.
Carl, and good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, John.
I have a couple of questions to ask you, and I'd like to just make a quick statement about what you just said. And unfortunately, there are a lot of troops coming back, but not enough. They all should be coming back. These wars, these five different fronts we've got going over in the Middle East, are just devastating our country's economy. And I know there's concerns about jobs for the veterans when they come back, but you know what? That's part of the plan that needs to be put into place, not the least of which could be putting up a border defense for our southern border with the troops that we bring back from the Middle East, where we don't really belong in the first place. That's a lot I said, I know.
Now, well, you're expressing a lot of concerns many of us have, and of course there's a lot that has happened after 9/11, which we just commemorated here just a few days ago, just earlier this week, and a lot of water under the bridge since that time. The good news is that we haven't had a major attack since that time. So I think one thing that says is that our troops who have been busy have at least prevented that. We know there have been attacks in other parts of the world, in Europe and other areas, but I'm with you. I'd sure like to see our troops. We are pretty much getting out of almost completely out of Iraq. Afghanistan, we're bringing troops out of. And you brought up another very valid point, and that is our borders, defense of our own borders, and ensuring that we people come here legally, not illegally. And we're working on all those fronts.
Congressman Herger, if I could, it's been suggested that by 2024, our entire tax base and income to the federal government will be going to pay interest on outstanding loans that we have with foreign countries. In the trillions of dollars in interest alone, with no payments being made to the principal, and all programs that we have from then on being funded by borrowed monies. Congressman Ron Paul, one of your in-house friends there, has a plan for trying to defer this and trying to get us on a course of economic righteousness. Are you in favor of his positions, and would you support him for the presidency?
Well, I don't know if there's anyone running on our side that I wouldn't support over the president we have there now.
I agree with that.
He's not my first or second choice for president right now. I do know him well. And I think he makes an awful lot of good points, and certainly the point that he's bringing out is one of the interest. I mean, just the interest, and we are at historically low interest rates, and yet we're spending almost as much on interest today as we are in our national defense. I mean, just to show how huge this debt is, and what the compound interest on that entails. We have that problem, plus I might mention another big challenge, and that is the one of the fact that we have an aging population. The good news is our health care has improved dramatically. People are living longer. They're healthier. The bad news is, how do we pay for all this? So these entitlement programs that come from health care, from Social Security, from all of these are we have to come up with reforms here, or as you say, it is out there sometime. I think a combination of interest and these entitlement programs, every single penny coming in will be going to that. So we have to deal with this. The good news is this is the first year since I've been in Congress. The debate, and rather than being how much we're going to increase our spending from the year before, is how much are we going to reduce it. Now, we aren't reducing it nearly enough. We have to make some very dramatic more reductions, and there will be plenty of pain to go around for everyone do that. But if we don't do it, we will reach that point that you've mentioned where every penny we have is going to interest and to our entitlement programs, and we can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, John, we've got to take a break here.
Just wanted to say, though, that Ron Paul seems to have a solution, and nobody else seems to be presenting one. Thanks very much for listening to me.
Okay, hey, John, thanks so much for your phone call. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, of course, is Congressman Wally Herger. We've talked VA economy, elections, and, you know, the border somewhat. And when we come back, we've got a couple other things and get the congressman's final words on
this. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 here, the home of Free Fire Media. And we are on the phone with Congressman Wally Herger. Welcome back to the program.
Congressman Herger.
Yes.
You just it's on the front page today that you the legislation you introduced about monuments. And as far as the as far as not if there's going to be a monument that the Congress ought to or land taken to make into a, to make a monument, that Congress should weigh in on this.
Absolutely. Theodore Roosevelt, back in the early part of the last century, came up with legislation that said, well, if you have some mountain or some peak or something that the president by himself could declare that a monument. And what we've seen happen over the years is presidents would go far without anything going on in the Congress, with representatives weighing in, and even those from the local area weighing in. A president could just unilaterally declare that a certain area would be a monument. What we've seen over the years is instead of just some peak declared a monument, they would take thousands of acres, hundreds of thousands of acres, and call this entire area a monument. We had something done just to the north of us, up in Siskiyou County, right on the border there in the last administration, when Bill Clinton was president. He declared the area just up on the Oregon side of Siskiyou County 52,000 areas of monument, and they wanted to declare another 20,000 acres or so on the California side, but the residents of Siskiyou County stood up along with myself and were able to keep them from doing that. Well, anyway, my legislation would say that a president cannot unilaterally do this, that before you can declare a monument, it has to work its way through the House and the Senate and through natural processes, regular order, if you will, before you can take tens of thousands of acres and put it off bounds to having cattle grazing on it, to the regular type of things of natural timber harvest or whatever it is, which destroys our economy in areas that the economy is already down.
Okay, Congressman, we've only got like a couple minutes left here. What do we have to look forward to in the next? We have people on the line, but I know we're not going to have enough time to answer these questions. What do we have to look forward to in the next, well, say, 6 months?
Well, we're going to see a lot done on our budget. Again, we have $1.2 trillion that we're going to have to trim between now and the first of January or the end of December. And we are, as our one caller mentioned, we are spending way too much. We are borrowing too much, and we're gonna. And there's gonna be pain going around. But we have to reform some programs. Unless, if we don't, we'll end up like Greece, literally. And I think most of what we hear will be this. Plus, the other big thing is, what are we gonna do to create jobs? What can we do as far as removing regulation? Ensuring that we don't increase our taxes, to have incentives out there that we can put people back to work. I think those two areas we'll be hearing a lot about.
Okay, Congressman, with 1 minute left, just a quick answer here. Are you gearing up for the next election here?
Well, you know, my theory has always been, if you work to try to do your job the best you can, elections take care of themselves, and that's what I'm continuing to do now. It's an incredible privilege to be able to fight the battle here in Washington. And I'm very grateful for the privilege to be able to do that these years.
Well, thanks a lot, Congressman, for giving us a call today.
Absolutely.
You know, and the swearing in the new members of Congress must make a lot of people happy. And,
it makes some of us very happy. There were a few glum faces there from the other side, but a few of us are happy. But we are not gloating. Again, the American public wants results.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Absolutely. Congressman Herger, thank you.
Hey, just remember, good guys against the bad guys.